What is going on, everybody? Welcome to the podcast. Today's episode, we have my brother, Alec Murillo. Everybody, this is Alec.
What's going on, guys? This is Alec.
Alec is working at Tesla.
Yep. And just got off, actually.
Yeah, so Alec is my brother, if you guys don't know. He's 1 year older than me, and he was born when?
I was born September 3rd, 93. That makes me 25 years old, going to turn 26 in September this year. Nico is going to turn 25. It's October 10th.
October 10th.
Yeah, so we're basically 1 year apart.
So this is my brother, and today we're going to talk about a topic that is really hard to talk about, but it's about how we grew up in a garage.
Yes, both of us.
Both of us. Now, keep in mind, our parents were never financially, stable.
Yeah.
And we did encounter a lot of financial stress when we were growing up. What year was this and what grade were we in, Alec?
Well, it all started when we were in, I was in sixth grade, you were in fifth grade.
Yeah.
From my sixth grade to my roughly around eighth grade, ninth grade year, we lived in a garage which had a bathroom, and it had a room, single room, and it had a wall that separated us between us and our uncle's family, which is uncle, his wife, which is my auntie, and two sons and a daughter, which is two of my cousins, which his name is Sean and Aaron, and then the other cousin was Mia.
Yeah.
So basically, it was like a whole house, but we had to block off the wall with just us.
Yeah, we only had one room the size of an office, plus we had one bathroom, and then we just had the garage, which was cold in the winter.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
Yeah, but and the, we wash dishes in that bathroom and also do our business in that restroom.
Our
entire 3 years, like, I remember.
Yeah, it was, you go to the bathroom and you wash the dishes in the same sink, it's
kinda, you don't think about it, though, when you're a kid,
Yeah, we were, 12 years old, around?
12, 11, yeah.
Yeah. So my parents were actually separated.
Kind of separated,
kinda.
Yeah.
And, they fought all the time, and
finances, man. I mean,
yeah,
that's what it is, the heart of it all.
Yeah, our parents went through a huge, not divorce, but, they went through...
Separation.
Separation. They would always fight. We would always, I remember, it's just tough times, man. But, now it's everything's okay, but...
Everything's great.
But, dude, remember when we were inside the garage?
Yeah.
And, we sleep in one room.
Oh, yeah.
And... five people in one tiny office room.
Yeah, but
would be stacked on top of each other, just
basically
sleeping.
It was like one every side of the wall. Somebody would get, I would get the window sometimes because it was near the window. We would alternate, and then Christian, my little brother, he would get the other wall, and he'd go get the closet wall. Sometimes I would sleep in the closet.
Oh yeah, I would sleep in the closet too.
My dad would get the bed, main bed sometimes. Or he'd get to us. And then my sister, she was always living with us or living with my mom, because she was in it was all a separation thing, when you go through a separation thing between parents, I feel like sometimes you question was my sister with my mom or my dad, or you don't want to grow up like that,
It was so cramped. Yeah, we used the closet as extra space so we can have room to sleep. And we were even sleeping in sleeping bags. We didn't even have rooms.
Oh, yeah. But the best part, when you're going through that, is you're just a kid. I remember I was in Boy Scouts at the time. And I went on a two-week camping trip. But, and I was having so much fun. But, when you're a kid, all you think about is... When you're a kid... You should be stressed about that, but I guess for me, I never stressed out about it, because I always saw the silver lining in things, no matter what. I knew that I had to go to school and you know, get straight A's. And I remember I got straight A's and I started jumping up and down when I came home with my report card. And I told my dad, and he was so excited. He's like, you need to get these grades to get out of this, you know, this hellhole.
Yeah, so the struggle that we had when we were basically inside the garage was, especially for me, was when we had friends come over or something like that. I would literally tell them, you know, oh, my parents said no friends in the house. Or I would literally just tell them, like, oh, I can't have you over. And then it kind of sucked because, you know, you want friends to come over when you're in sixth grade. But then you're like, I was always
embarrassed. Like, I was hiding. I feel like I was hiding a lot when I was a kid, dude.
Yeah.
You know, because your home is not, you don't live in that house. You live in the garage, man, you know?
Yeah, and that was tough because, you know, when you're in sixth grade, seventh grade, eighth grade, that's the point in the moment where you kind of get your groove on, you know, you like your social kind of like status and stuff, yeah, like with school. And like, it's tough, man, when you're seeing the kids wearing the Jordans and you're seeing the kids get the new shit on the block, and then you're over here.
Because you're going to go to high school soon, you know?
Yeah, yeah. And then you're over here like, fuck, man, I live in a damn garage, dude. Like, think about how that fucked with us mentally, you know?
Yeah.
And I don't know, how did you feel on that?
Yeah, for the negative side, it's like, I would always have to go through the back. I'd just be like, oh, I'm not going through the front
door. Oh, tell them about the truck that we used to have, Tacoma, and then how our dad used to drop us off at school. And
So basically, in addition to having a garage,
oh my god,
we had one car, you know, one car, which is a Tacoma truck with a camper shell on top. So when we would get dropped off to places, we would basically all go in the back trunk and freaking hitchhike this thing.
So yeah. My dad would because our Tacoma, keep in mind, has only three seats in the front. Keep in mind, there's my little brother, Christian.
This is 2000 Tacoma. Yeah.
There's me, Nico, and Alec, my older brother, and then my dad, who's driving. So it'd be cramped up in this Tacoma, you know, three seats max capacity, and we would stuff in the car. And then it got to the point where we were just like, you know what, we're just going to trunk it. We're just going to go in the trunk. But it's so embarrassing to go out in the front of the
embarrassment from being in that status is what we felt.
Yeah, think about how, like, we were like, Dad, just drop us off, like,
on the corner. Yeah, we're like, drop me on the corner, man. I'm not, I like, don't want to be seen in this shithole.
Yeah, so, you know, high school and middle school weren't the best days for us, for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. And
What else happened, man?
So that's how we grew up in a garage. And
what did you learn, Nico, when you were living in a garage? Like, it brought you together. It brought us together, you know, as brothers. Like, we moved on from Boy Scouts to football. But, like, in the merge of that process was a garage home. So, like, what do you think? How do you think it formed you? Talk about that.
Oh, my God, dude. Just living in a garage for years is...
How old do you know, or what?
It makes you appreciate what you have at the moment.
Yeah. Even to this day.
Yeah, because, like...
I think about life, you know?
Because when you live like that, now it's like, damn, dude, some people don't even have a home. Some people don't even have a garage to live in. Damn, I'm thankful to even live in a garage.
You always see the silver lining of things, as I said earlier.
Yeah. So, what about you? Like, what have you learned from that?
Man, I've learned appreciation, gratitude. Like, I've been in this school situation. I'm a junior right now at San Jose State University. But I'm working right now. You know, I'm working to... And I'm going to come back to school. But basically, I knew that if I, you know, finish school, even enduring all these hardships, like, it's just only gonna make me stronger. So it living in a garage has helped me to endure, like, whatever pain that you go through. Like, I know that if I can live through a garage, I can probably do a lot of other things. And it made me tough. Like, I don't care about the situation. I don't care how many clothes I have, what kind of shoes I wear. It's like, I just need the bare minimum, you know, and it humbles you.
Yeah. And then, yeah, whenever I see, like, a lot of other people that have, you know, certain things that I don't have, it's like, damn, I don't even care for half the stuff that you have, because
I don't really care.
I've never had it. Like, it's cool. Like, I don't care about Yeezys, Jordans, or...
I'm chilling.
Yeah, it's like, dude, I'm okay with not having that, because I've never lived with it. So it's like, I don't know. I have this saying of the person on top of the hill is not as hungry as the person on the bottom of the hill.
Yeah, definitely.
You know, like, yeah, we had to grind through tough times. And tell the people how...
What's up?
Okay, so now we're going to transition into how we grew up without electricity.
Okay, that was like... Okay, so after we lived 3 years in a garage, we moved to another place. But
things were looking good.
Things were looking good, right?
My dad got a job at PG&E.
Right. But then due to unfortunate circumstances, we couldn't live with electricity for like 6 months, 3 to 6 months, in addition to it. So I was chilling. Like, I was literally chilling. Nico was probably chilling too. He'll tell you more.
I was doing homework in the dark with a lighter. Seventh grade.
I wasn't like worried, because I knew, like, okay, like, yeah, I've been through a garage. Like, for me, it's just like, all right, what can I do to improvise? Like, that's what I always had, that mentality. I still, like, worked out in the dark, like, no matter what. I always did my 300 sit-ups, you know.
Growing up in the dark, bro.
Yeah, I don't care.
It's like Batman, like, dude.
Yeah, like, yeah. I've always been around struggle, so
that's
just feel for people.
That's the overall concept that we're talking about, is the struggle of our upbringing. Like, you're not gonna be there all the time. It's like pain is temporary.
Yeah, dude. You know? Like, for me, I went through a military program with the United States Marine Corps Officer Selection Program. And what I really learned from that program, it was a 6-week program, but I've been in there for like a year and a half. I'm not in the program anymore. But what I learned from it is how to endure, like, hardships. And one key insight, like, being in a garage and living with no electricity, that really speaks to me is that this one sergeant instructor there told me, he's like, leaders, you know, it actually, when you go through hardship like that, it makes a leader out of you, you know? Like, this is like my revolving theme in my life, I feel. Like, leaders have to, they eat last, so they take care of everyone around them, but they have to finish first, you know? And me and Nico, we live this, like, through football, Boy Scouts, no matter what, like, we're going through. So you have to eat last, everybody eats first. So
let's go back to the garage,
you know?
Electricity, sorry.
Yeah.
So tell them how it was like living without electricity and hot water for months on end.
So,
for months on end. Like, describe it.
Oh, yeah. So I woke up to cold showers all the time. But, yo, that formed my mentality. Like, I don't care if it's a cold shower, I will take a shower. So, like, it kind of just forced you to grow up.
So say we woke up, like, what was our daily routine when
we woke up? All right, time for a cold shower, let's get it. Your mind is prepared.
Why do we have cold showers, dude?
Cold showers because no electricity, no hot water, right? So, just take your cold shower, get ready for school, go to school, come back. No lights, you already know it, but you got football practice. You go to football practice, cool, you know you're gonna come home to no lights, that's cool with me. You just grind, man.
What grade were we in again?
I was in ninth grade.
And
Nico,
I was
in, you were in eighth grade, yeah.
Yeah, eighth grade.
I was fine with it, man. I don't really remember it, but I only remember, like, the positives more than negatives. That's just me, though. Like, everyone's different, you know?
Yeah.
We're all unique.
I just remember heating up the propane stove. Like, we didn't even have gas, so we had to literally buy propane stoves. We even stole from Safeway just to eat food.
Yeah, Nico and
like,
I.
Like, we ran across because we had a Safeway across the street because we couldn't afford anything.
Yeah.
Like, but, that was tough, dude.
Yeah, but Nico and I bonded through those moments, man. Like, we know.
Especially because we had football.
We definitely know, like, how it is, yeah, as brothers.
So, yeah, we've been through some stuff, man.
I remember, like, we had to, so we would buy milk, but the fridge wasn't working. So we knew that it was going to spoil in about a week. But, and then we had bologna, and we knew that was going to spoil in like 4 days.
I remember eating ketchup and rice.
Yeah, and just ketchup.
And that was a luxury to me. I was like, bro, this is hella good. I love this thing, man. Like, ketchup and rice, you're kidding me.
What, like, I had, dude, was bologna and rice. And bologna's the worst, dude. It's like ham. It's like scraped meat.
So think about, I want you guys to imagine us. We're inside the house, right? You come home at 7 o'clock p.m., right? Yeah. And then you heat up a propane stove and you heat up some eggs, some ketchup, and some rice.
You know that food's gonna spoil.
Yeah, and then you have to cook exactly what you have, and you pull out the eggs out the ice chest.
Yeah.
Like, it's like you're camping, but you're at home.
Yeah.
And then
it's like going through a,
you know,
apocalypse.
Yeah. And then the lights shut off. It's just like that movie I Am Legend.
Yeah, and then you have candles everywhere.
Candles everywhere. I remember we had so many candles.
And you don't know what you can do about it because you're just a kid.
Yeah, I don't think I even knew what was happening. Like, I didn't even ask my mom or dad, like,
and then,
were you in electricity?
Do you want to talk about how it transitioned to you into selling candy or no?
Nah, this is for another one. I just want to focus on, like, the struggle,
the concept, the description. Yeah. Yeah, dude.
Well, actually, yeah, we can talk about it. So I was, after growing up like that in the garage.
How made you into an entrepreneur, bro?
Yeah. Like, okay,
mentality,
so.
Mentality, I guess.
Basically, I remember going to Walmart, right?
We both. Well, I did. I kind of like jumped along. I was like, this is a great idea. I'll help you.
Well, I literally saw candy bars. It was 50 cents. And I saw an opportunity there. I was like, what if I sold this thing for a dollar? And then it struck the idea, and I was like, let me just sell, like, a whole box.
You invented.
So
you invented in your head without even learning it. What did you learn?
Yeah, so I got a whole box of candy, and I sold it. And I remember the first day, just bam, just went out. Everyone bought it for a dollar, and I was like, sick, cool. Let me just get a little more next round. And it started to get out of control.
You learned about profit.
Yeah, and then I started taking the racks off the shelves. I would literally take my whole arm,
I remember that. I was
put
there.
It inside the cart, buy about like 500 candy bars, I kid you not. Hershey's, M&M's,
and then
Twix.
You would hire workers.
Yeah, friends. And then I didn't know what commission was, but I was like, hey, bro, you want to sell 4 candy bars? I'll give you a dollar for every 4 you sell. I didn't even know that was called commission, bro.
Yeah, so it's like...
And then that sparked my, like, I guess that I never want to be in a garage, man. I want to work and grind my ass off because I didn't even get allowance nor, you know, money. And I had to learn that the hard way, you know? So, but yeah, and then I started selling candy, like, I kid you not, I made like $8,000 as a kid, just junior in high school, selling candy. And, you know, it's that hustle mentality. I don't want to be in this goddamn dark anymore, man. You know, so that's what sparked me to rebound from.
I jumped along too, and I took care of the middle school side with using my other little brother as chain of command. I told him to use his friends, so I paid Christian money, and then Christian paid his, I paid Christian's friends to cover the middle school side, so we were just trying to, like, you know, do this hustle thing, dude.
Yeah. So, I mean, that's pretty much how I dealt with the situation, the financial situation, at least, and...
Just found a way.
Yeah, man. Our message, what is our message here that we want
to Yeah, so to wrap it up, man. Our message is, like,
yo, you gotta, like, see the silver lining in the dark clouds. You have to, you know, build a tough mentality no matter what is thrown at you. You know, improvise, overcome, adapt. You know, like, what... Like, you just gotta... Oh, like, whatever life throws at you...
You bounce back.
You bounce back, and you just, like... You can't learn everything that's thrown at you in life. You just gotta take it and just learn as you go. Like, that's really...
Yeah, you know, and just really have that mentality of, like, use your story, whatever story you have, yeah, right? Everybody has a backstory, right? Yeah. So, like, everybody's fallen and everyone's failed in life, right?
Oh, yeah.
And you use that as your backbone, because it's back up against you, you know?
Yeah, it's why you get up at, like, 4:30 if you have work, or it's why you say, no, I can't. I'm focused on this goal, you know?
Yeah, it pushes you. Use your story as motivation, so to speak. Don't say, like, oh, this is... don't complain and be like, oh, I've been this way, so I can't do it.
Yeah, you know? Man.
Be like, I've been this way, and I'm never going to be like that ever again. I'm going to use that as fuel for my fire.
Yeah, man. I mean, as Andy Frisella said, you know, use those experiences to make you disciplined, really, because Andy Frisella says discipline, like, equals freedom. Because when you're disciplined, you can do things that other people won't, so it can get you the results that others don't, you know? You hear that, like, by Inky Johnson?
Yeah.
Do what others won't, so you can have the results that others don't. Yeah.
Hell yeah. All right, guys, we're going to end this podcast. Thank you guys so much for watching.
Thank you, guys.
Alec, do you have anything to say?
Yeah, thank you for listening. And just continue to follow the brand, follow us, and keep it uplifting, you know?
All right, guys, we will catch you in the next podcast. I appreciate every single one of you guys that are listening, and have a great day, and go kill it, whatever you're doing
every
today.
Every day is a great day, man.
Every day is a great day. Be grateful.
Here we go.
All right, guys, take care.